commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I've always enjoyed live theater. I go to a lot of performances over a year, and I have an opinion about what's good and what isn't. I also happen to write a well-read blog at WSAU.com, so I took it on myself to combine the two a few years ago. No one in our area was writing art and theater reviews, so I started. And now the reviews that I write are some of the most popular items that we post online. It also doesn't hurt that when I write a favorable review, cast members tend to share it with their friends and family on social media. But I don't have any special qualifications. I'm just a guy who likes something and started writing about it. I took the initiative. My point is that I have become one of the louder voices about what is and isn't good on the local stage, and I'm the first to admit that my opinion probably carries more weight than it should. For every show I don't like, there are bound to be others who think it's good, and when I write a rave review, there may be others who are not as impressed. Well, newspapers are doing something similar with political fact-checking. They've appointed themselves as the arbitrators of what is and isn't true when politicians make claims. It's a powerful role to appoint yourself as the ultimate judge of who is and who isn't a liar. And if you follow the on-air and email debate between our talk show host Jerry Bader and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you're aware that this is a lucrative area for newspapers that they've grabbed onto and are not going to let go of. Here's some quick background. The Journal Sentinel's PolitiFact column investigated a claim made by Governor Scott Walker in his book, Unintimidated. Walker claimed that during Act 10 protests, his opponents surrounded and began rocking a police squad car while he was inside. PolitiFact ruled that that claim was untrue. Their rationale was strange, that there was no police report filed, that no one was ever arrested, and that there was no photographs or video. PolitiFact says it's untrue because there was no evidence. Well, contrast that to a claim made from Governor Walker's political rival, Mary Burke. She claimed an astronomical increase in Trek bicycles sales overseas while she oversaw the European division of her family's bike company. PolitiFact looked into those claims, too, and declined to give them a rating. They said they'd revisit the issue if and when the company makes the data available. Now, on his radio show, Jerry Bader has been howling about this obvious double standard. It sparked a series of foul emails from the newspaper presenting their PolitiFact ratings as infallible. They're going to defend their scores to the end, even though the journalistically honest solution is to create a new rating of not proven, and that could have been correctly applied to both the Walker and the Burke claims. Ultimately, PolitiFact isn't any different than my theater reviews. It's a seizing of the initiative. Whether or not I like a play is not the final word on the subject. And whether the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Governor Walker lied, just remember, they're the loudest voice, and that voice may or may not be right.